this week, January 7th, 2014, on The Digital Story. What to expect at CES Las Vegas, our first peek at 2014 products. From the screening room, Aaron Manning up and running with lighting. And on the Nimbelocity report, the TDS Fine Art Photography Workshop. All of this and more, lots more, with yours truly, Derek Story, on The Digital Story. Welcome back to another Digital Story, and a happy new year to you. I wonder what 2014 has in store for us. Well, we're going to get a peek at that. The curtains are going to be pulled back just a bit this upcoming week in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show. I'm going to be there reporting on it, and I thought I'd give you a little preview so you have some idea of what to expect. Of course, there are some things we don't know. That's the fun stuff, right? So we'll cover that in today's top story. Then in the second segment, I have something new for you. Remember I promised some new goodies last couple weeks? Well, this is one of them. And it's called From the Screening Room. From the Screening Room. It's sponsored by Lynda.com. And each week, I'm going to feature an artist in their library, a photographer, most often, a visual artist of some sort, tell you a little bit about them, what they're doing. And this week, the featured artist is going to be photographer Aaron Manning, talking about natural light photography. This is going to be a cool segment. I think you're really going to enjoy it. And that is the second slot in today's show. And then we're going to wrap up with the Nimbelocity report. And I'm going to talk a little bit about, oh, finally, it's here, the TDS Fine Art Photography Workshop that's coming up February 28th and March 1st. I want to give you a little preview of that. And I have some other goodies, too. So I'm going to keep you busy for a bit here, so get comfortable. Let's get to that top story, the CES show. I'm flying out to Las Vegas. Actually, by the time you listen to this, I will be in Las Vegas. My bags are packed right now. In fact, recording this podcast is one of the last things I have to do before I go. The stuff that we know about CES this year is going to be somewhat interesting, but not overly photographic. And, you know, some years at CES are more photography-oriented than others. I don't think this is going to be a heavy photography year there. We'll see. I could be wrong. I mean, we know that Samsung has made a couple camera announcements. They announced the NX30 and the Galaxy 2. So, and those are both interesting, and I'll be checking those out. I also have meetings with Olympus, Sigma, some other folks. But my feeling is with those meetings, they're NDA meetings, that they're not going to be focused so much on what I can talk about at the show. They're going to be showing me stuff that they're going to be announcing later in the year. So I might get some previews. So in the world of photography, I don't see a lot cooking right now outside of 3D printing. And that should be fun. I'll probably get my first real look at 3D printing and try to report back some goodies there. Now, things that we do know that are going on, you know, smartwatches and wearables, I think are going to be a hot topic at this year's show. And they will probably grab a big chunk of the headlines. The players include Sony, Pebble. Pebble says that they have a new announcement that's going to shake things up. Arcos, and others. So we'll see some wearable stuff going on. We might even see something new from Nike in this category. So that'll be fun. I'll keep an eye on it. And again, I'm always sort of looking at things from a nimble photographer perspective. If there's an overlap there, there's something interesting, then I'll even give it a bit more airplay. We're also going to probably hear a lot about 4K TVs and streaming services. This is an area now that personally I'm not as thrilled about. I have regular HD TV both at my studio and at home. And I got to be honest with you, it's pretty good. I mean, really. So the notion of ponying up a lot of extra money, both for the content and for the device itself on 4K, right now I would rather spend my money on camera gear and iPads and mobile phones and stuff like that, on nimble gear, not something that's all huge and, you know, I have to like, boom, sit down in the living room there. But nonetheless, there could be some fun stuff there. If there is, I'll report on it, but you're probably not going to hear a lot from me about 4K. That's the kind of stuff you probably see more of on CNET and outlets like that. But anyway, it will be definitely a topic. And I know that, for example, when I walk into the Samsung area or the Sony area, there's going to be all these giant TVs with, you know, really intense images jumping out at me. It's really sort of hallucinogenic sometimes. That part will be fun, but I'm just going to leave them there at the trade show. I'm not bringing any home with me. I won't be packing any of them on the plane. So, you know, that part is what it is. Now, an area where we might see some interesting stuff that relates to us, you know, tablets are a hot topic now, and tablets are evolving in different ways. And part of this is that there are a lot of manufacturers that want to establish their presence in the world of tablets and are being creative, you know, in how to do that. Apple has the mainstream tablet market in pretty good shape. You know, so if you want a tablet for everyday use, for your photography, for consuming content, and you have, you know, a couple different models to choose from, a couple different sizes to choose from with Apple. You know, so the mainstream stuff, Apple is dominating, and I predict they will continue to dominate in 2014. However, there's a lot of room on the edges for people to innovate and cater to people that have special desires in terms of how they use a tablet. And we might see some good information around that. We might see some new products that address outside the mainstream. And if there is, I'll definitely be reporting on that. I find that interesting. I'm using the iPad mini on this trip. I love it. The one with Retina display. I've got cellular. You know, I'm ready to go. I dig it. I have it set up the way that I want. But that doesn't mean that I'm not interested in what creative things that some of these manufacturers are going to do with tablet devices. So I'm going to cross my fingers that we have some interesting stuff to report on there. And then I anticipate there will be surprises for sure. I'm hoping there's going to be surprises in the photography sector. I hope that it's not all going to be in the straight consumer electronics world. The car stuff, believe it or not, a lot of people don't realize that there's a pretty decent car show that happens at CES. And it's a car show with a little different spin. The manufacturers are really talking about the electronics that go in the car as much as anything else. And so we might see some good stuff in that area. That could be fun. You know, I like cars. I love cars, actually. They're nimble, right? They take you places. But that could be fun. And, you know, and they're fun to photograph. I love the way that they set up the car displays, Audi especially. They're always good eye candy for photographers. So there might be something going on there. So that's kind of the preview. Now, I'm going to be reporting for, I have a new gig. I have a new client. So exciting. My new client is a photography magazine out of Germany, C-T, Digital Photography Magazine. And CES show is my first gig with them. And so I'm going to be posting on their Facebook page. I'm an associate editor with them. And, you know, this is kind of a neat thing. So I'll be helping them with social networking. A lot of the kind of stuff that I do with LowPro, I'll be doing with CT. But, you know, LowPro sort of has my wings clipped right now. They want me to just really focus on the social stuff. Not really that interested in having me out in the field and working, covering trade shows and things like that. CT So a little bit more interested in having me out there. And so that's why I thought this would complement the other stuff that I'm doing. And so the first gig is Las Vegas. Not a bad way to start, right? Start out the year. In fact, my first day on the job for them is January 6th, which is my first day in Las Vegas. So, yeah, I mean, if that doesn't have a good vibe to it, then I don't know what does. If you want to check out CT, and I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to be talking a lot more about them in upcoming shows and so forth. But right now, you can go to their Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/CTDigiPhoto. So CTDIGI photo. Just photos spelled right, you know, PHOTO. Nothing weird there. So facebook.com/CTDigiPhoto. And of course, I'm going to be reporting on The Nimble Photographer and The Digital Story. But CT Digital Photo will have unique content. And so I would, if I were you, if I was sitting in your seat right now and I had internet access, I would probably go over to facebook.com/CTDigiPhoto, like that page so that it shows up in your news feed. And then, you know, be ready to go with this stuff that I'm going to be posting from Las Vegas. And like I said, we'll be talking lots more about them. I have ways for you to get free copies of the magazine and all sorts of stuff. We'll be covering that very soon, very soon. Okay, let's get to the second segment of today's show. I'm calling this From the Screening Room, and I'll tell you why. Linda and I have been talking about what we can do on this podcast. And, you know, there is so much content on lynda.com. And a lot of you probably go over there when you need something, but maybe don't explore the entire training library, online training library, as much as you could. And, you know, again, who has time to do all of this stuff, right? So I thought, well, wouldn't it be neat if I went through, picked out some of the things that really caught my eye, some of the artists that I know. You know, sometimes I'm even there. Like, for instance, the one for today, Erin Manning, she and I were actually at Lynda the same time not too long ago, both recording titles. And I crashed her set while she was working and went over and introduced myself. And we hadn't met before. So that was kind of interesting. But at any rate, it went really well. She's a sweetheart. But she came to mind, and I watched her title once it came out, and I really like it. She has a couple titles in there. And the one I want to talk about today, and we're going to be featuring a different artist each week, but the one I want to talk about today is Erin Manning, Up and Running with Lighting, Natural Light. And the movie that you can watch, and this is the movie I'm talking about right now, and I'll be featuring a movie each week that you can just go to. And we have our own landing page, and I'll cover that in a minute, where you can go over and see this movie. But the movie that I watched that I want you to see here in the screening room is where Erin sort of just sets up the whole title. Now, some weeks I'll talk about this, you know, I'll show you these movies that give you the overview. Other weeks I may drill down to a specific technique. I have a whole mix. And I've done like the next eight of these, have them ready to go. This one, Erin provides the overview, and I thought that would be a good one to see. So you can get a feel for her as an instructor and get a feel for her shooting style and what she wants to do. The thing that I like that Erin has done with Up and Running with Natural Light is that she's going to show you the stuff that you would expect, and you'll see this in the movie. She's going to talk to you about diffusers. She's going to talk to you about reflectors and positioning the subject and all that good stuff. But she also talks about the camera settings, and I think that's kind of fun because a lot of times in these trainings, the instructor will really focus on, you know, what's at hand here. In this case, it's a lighting course, so we're going to focus on lighting. And Erin does that, but then she will also show you how to set up your camera so that you can take advantage of this lighting that you're going to create. Another reason why I picked up and running with natural lighting is because this is so practical. This is so practical. You can carry a reflector. You can have one just in the trunk of your car, always ready, and do these wonderful portraits, these wonderful photo shoots, just about anywhere that you have light. It's super practical, and I like the way lighting looks bouncing off a reflector most of the time better than a flash. The reason being is that the light is so much bigger coming off a reflector. And as you know, the bigger the light source and the closer it is to the subject, the softer the light. And the softer the light, usually the more flattering the light. Whereas with an electronic flash, you have that small flash head, so you have a small point of light, and that's more contrasty, harsher light, and not nearly as flattering for portraits. Now, you can create these big light sources using soft boxes and umbrellas and stuff, and we typically do that in a studio, but we don't normally do that out in the field because they're unwieldy, and plus you have natural light out there, so then you need even more light from these light sources to balance. Whereas if you're working with reflectors and diffusers is sort of like going with what's already there, right? You're not reinventing the lighting scheme. You have a lighting scheme and you're just enhancing it. And that's what Erin does in these. She takes these very simple tools, reflectors that are collapsible, diffusers, and shows you how to use them to shape lighting that's absolutely beautiful. And I think a lot of times it's more flattering than what you could do in the studio with a lot of expensive equipment. So the name of the title, again, the debut title, right, for the TDS screening room, Erin Manning, up and running with lighting, natural light. And you can see it by going over. We have our own landing page, our own screening room landing page, where links to each of these featured movies will be each week, and we're going to add them each week. And it's over at the TDS screening room at lynda.com. So it's lynda.com/thedigitalstory. Now, it would be better if you went to the show notes where I have a link, because what Lynda has done is they put tracking information. If you go to the show notes and click on the link, then it's like all official and they know that you came from the podcast. But if you don't have access to the show notes and you just want to go and check it out, it's easy enough to do and it's just fine. Go to lynda.com/thedigitalstory. Now, there's a ton of stuff in this library. I mean, I have, just myself, I have over 20 training titles in there, all related to photography. And other topics include Photoshop, Aperture, which is mine, yay, DSLR video foundations of photography, DSLR, cameras, specific ones, such as the Canon 5D Mark III and the Rebel T3i, shooting with Nikon, Lightroom 5. There's a ton of stuff in there. I'm going to be taking a wide selection from these topics for our featured screening room artists. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's our first screening room. Go over and check out Erin. Go over to the landing page there, lynda.com/thedigitalstory, and you'll see the link right there. And then if you go ahead and initiate your 7-day free trial while you're there, then you can watch the entire Erin Manning title and all the other stuff that's in there. And you can take care of that right there at the landing page. Go over there, start your free trial, 7-day free trial. You watch as much photography as you can watch. There's a lot. I think actually there's probably more photography there than you could watch in 7 straight days. I'm just guessing. All right, so that's anyway, Erin Manning, our debut artist for the screening room. She's wonderful. Go over and check her out. Segment number 3, the Nimbelocity Report. I want to talk about something that I've been waiting to come around now ever since I thought of it, which is our Fine Art Photography Workshop. It's coming up on February 28th and March 1st. And this workshop actually came out of discussions during another workshop in 2013, where I said, you know, basically at lunch, I'll say, I really want to do some new things in 2014. I want to do something that's cool. And we came up, you know, some of the ideas were black and white photography and high dynamic range photography, HDR. And I thought, wow, what if I combine those into one workshop? So one day we go out and we shoot high dynamic range stuff. So we talk about capturing high dynamic range, and then we talk about processing it. And we cover that all in one day. We review some of the plugins and software that allow you to create these HDR images. And then what if we made prints of the stuff that we created? Doesn't that sound like a fun day? And then we followed up the next day, same sort of format, but this time we're doing black and white photography. So we do a model shoot, environmental model shoot, and I'm thinking like in, you know, the old part of Santa Rosa where you have all these historic buildings and lots of textures and stuff. We do a model shoot. We talk about black and white capture technique. Then we come back. We look at different software tools that are available to help us make, you know, really crunchy, beautiful black and white images. Then we apply what we learned to what we shot that morning. And then and then near the end of the day, we wrap up by making fine art prints of, you know, our favorite images. That sounds so fun to me. And that's exactly what we're going to do on February 28th and March 1st. We're going to do it here in Santa Rosa. This workshop's going to be here in Santa Rosa at the TDS studio. It's going to be a small workshop because, you know, this is there's a lot of hands-on here. There's, you know, the shooting. We've got a couple shoots. We've got printing sessions. We've got lab sessions. I mean, we've got a lot of exciting stuff in 2 days, so I don't want the group to be too big, so we're going to keep it small. I'm just now announcing it to you. I mean, it's been on the workshop page, but we're doing signups now. So if you're on the reserve list, you already have a reservation form in your hands. If you're not on the reserve list, all you have to do is go to the workshop page, TDS, the digital story /workshops. There's a link at in the nav bar on the digital story. Just choose the fine art workshop from the, you know, send me more info. All you got to do is put your name in and your email address, and I'll get you a reservation form right away. And then we'll follow up, you know, with all the other details. This is really going to be fun. And if you really want to do something where you feel like an artist, you know, if you really want to attack the artistic side of photography, this is going to be the place to do it. And you're going to be doing it with other people who love this kind of stuff. And I tell you, the sharing among each of you will be at least as valuable as anything that I come up with. I just know that. That's just the way it works out. So if you're ready for a few days of just being immersed in your photography and creating something truly beautiful, I think this is the workshop for you. It's a TDS Fine Art Photography Workshop. It's going to be on February 28th and March 1st. It's going to be $495. That includes modeling fees. That includes all your printing supplies. That includes swag. That includes lunches. That includes, you know, breakfast goodies and snacks. All of that's included, $495. And you can get your reservation form by just going to the workshops page, thedigitalstory.com/workshops, and sign up. Do the send me info. I'll send you a registration form. And I'll keep you posted about it. But I'll tell you, this one, there's a couple things I'm really jazzed about this workshop season. This is one of them. All right, let's do a little virtual camera club business. The photo assignment for January is white. White is the photo assignment for January. It is sponsored by the incredible artists. Speaking of artists, the incredible artists over at SizzlePix. At sizzlepix.com, SizzlePix.com. They're the ones that take your images, they have this magical process, and I'm telling you, it's a magical process that takes your image and then transforms it into something that you can hang on the wall, infused into polished aluminum. It's absolutely gorgeous. You open up the box, it is ready to put on the wall. The mounting hardware, everything is there. It will have depth and clarity that you've probably never seen with this particular image before. You know, and isn't that interesting? You know, when we work on these high definition computer screens, and then we go to output, we're used to our image looking less vibrant than what we've seen on our computer screen and sort of living with it. Sizzlepix is sort of the opposite. You have this, you know, cool image on your computer, and then you do the output to Sizzlepix, and it's at least as vibrant, and sometimes even more. Sometimes you even see stuff that you didn't see when you were looking at your high-definition computer screen. It's amazing. They have a tile on every page of the digital story, and you can also go directly to their site at sizzlepix.com, S-I-Z-Z-L-P-I-X.com. High-definition output for your photography that you can hang on the wall. And then, of course, the good folks at Red River Paper. And, I was just talking about the fine art workshop. A huge component of this workshop is going to be output. It's going to be us having all these paper stocks available to us from, you know, fine art, matte paper, glossy paper, in between lusters and satins, and then, you know, pairing the paper with the feel that we want for this image, whether it's a high dynamic range image or a black and white shot. That ability, people ask me, why do I print myself? You know, I have, like, if you go to my downstairs gallery, it's all Sizzlepix, right? That's the whole gallery downstairs is Sizzlepix. That's for the stuff that I really want to jump off the wall. But then I have all the other output, all the other things where I want to have a feeling, a certain kind of feeling, a muted feeling, a moody feeling, a really vibrant feeling, or and everything in between, a portrait, a landscape, all that kind of stuff. And that's where, doing the printing myself works out so well, because I get to play with it. I get to try it on different paper stocks. I get to try different print settings. And, to get exactly the feeling that I want. And Red River Paper provides us with all those different surfaces to do that. It's very high quality paper. They give it, they don't give it to us. They sell it to us for a very reasonable price, because they are both the makers of the paper and the sellers of the paper. And they also have a tremendous Facebook page over at facebook.com/redriverpaper. And they have a tile with a that leads to a landing page on all the pages of the digital story. So have a couple different paper stocks around and try your own printing. If you're sending out everything that you do, do a few yourself every now and then. You'd be surprised. You'll come up with something different than what the lab will send back to you when you're doing paper prints. All right. Well, that is going to do it for me this week. I'm off to Las Vegas. I'm going to start my gig with CT Digital Photography Magazine. Hopefully, I'll be reporting some good stuff back to you. Come back next week. We're going to talk more about CT photography. I'm going to have a new artist that I'm going to feature on Screening Room, and I've got some great stuff to talk about for the Nimble Photographer and Photo Help Desk. I mean, we have content coming out of our ears here. All right. Thanks so much. Have a great week. I will see you next week. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.